talking with Dr. Julie Galthorp, this push-pull of emotion in relationships. And apparently once you recognize it, then what?
Well, that's always the conundrum, right? You can love someone and not accept how they treat you. Remember, love is an action. So if someone is saying they love you but pulling away and hurting you, that's a problem. Or if you are Tom in the example we gave and you love Sarah, but you become so anxious that you ghost her for weeks, you have some healing to do. So you have to build self-awareness. That's crucial. Understand your own attachment style, how you connect with people and feel safe in relationships, and fears around intimacy, so you can notice your behavior and then develop insight into why you might engage in these push-pull behaviors. Communication is also key. Discussing these dynamics, it can, not always, but it can foster understanding and empathy. That said, depending upon how anxious the person may be, they might not even be able to tolerate the honest conversation. So you might feel them pull back more. Therapy that addresses attachment that can come through individual and couples therapy can help unpack these patterns and help you learn new ways to relate.
All right.
No, it's really interesting. I just wanted to point this out, that it isn't just a romantic thing. So how can listeners apply this understanding to a friendship or even a professional relationship?
Well, at a very basic level, something we seem to have stopped promoting in our culture is just treat people the way you want to be treated and expect others to treat you as you treat them. So if I am kind to people and they're not returning the kindness, they are not people that I would connect with on a personal level. I can clinically understand why they might not be kind, and I can decide that I will continue to be kind, but I may not, or I will not, continue to allow people to treat me that way. So if you go with that way of thinking, treat people how you want to be treated, and recognize when you're not doing that, because if it's your patterns of behavior that are pushing you to either invest or not invest or engage in this push-pull, you have to be willing to address them. And then if you're on the receiving end of it, you have to set clear boundaries and respect both your needs and those of others. That can help create more functional relationships where you're going to have greater couple or friendship satisfaction.
All right. Thanks for coming in this morning. Good topic. And where can people track you down?
Look us up at galthorptherapist.com. You can give us a call at 613-962-1852, and you can connect with us either in Belleville or Quincy West.